Hi everyone. In light of the severity and global impact of COVID-19, we thought that this week we should share some information, as well as take some time for pause and reflection and refuel your optimism. First up, podcast worth a listen. In this episode of a podcast by Sam Harris, he speaks with Amish Adalja from Johns Hopkins University about the spreading coronavirus pandemic. They discuss the contagiousness of the virus and the severity of the resultant illness, the mortality rate, the risk factors, vectors of transmission, how long coronavirus can live on surfaces, the importance of social distancing, possible antiviral treatments, the timeline for a vaccine, and the importance of pandemic preparedness and other topics. There's a lot of information out there, but Johns Hopkins is one of the most trusted sources, and Amish, one of the most respected experts in this area. It's definitely worth a listen. This was recommended to us. As events change daily, and with the US just declaring a national emergency due to the coronavirus, there still seems to be a gulf in opinions on how bad this will get and how we should act individually and collectively. Should you wait for more information? Do something today? Or what else is there? In this article that we linked to in the show notes by Thomas Poyo, you'll find well-sourced charts, data, models that provide unambiguous information on the impact, scale, and speed of the virus. It provides individuals, parents, community leaders, and business leaders with the data and confidence you need to prevent this, if we take the responsibility of acting. Something more optimistic. We read this on WhatsApp. I was recently invited to join an extraordinary WhatsApp group called Difference Makers. It's humbling to be a part of a group of thinkers and doers that inspire me daily. Today, I quote one member, Graham Boyd. Starting quote now. This is my perspective. For four decades, it's been sufficiently clear that climate change, pollution impacts, and the 17 SDGs will impact everyone, and worst case could lead to the death of over 90% of humans. Today, the global reactions to those threats are insipid versus the COVID reactions. The two big differences I see are COVID might kill me, and now, whereas the climate emergency kills in 10, 50 or 100 years' time, and someone else. I wish we had a way of creating the feeling of now for a threat that materialises in the future. End quote. These are wise words indeed. Next up, mulling on this. When we face existential events, whether viral or climate-based, we should not forget that we all have agency, the power to choose what we imagine, what we desire, what we believe, and how we act towards the future we seek. The video I'm sharing in the show notes was shared with me, and it made me think that in times when the media makes us feel powerless, it's worth remembering how powerful we are as individuals, as mediums of change. And finally, last week's podcast. Social impact gaming entrepreneur and co-founder of One Earth Rising, Jan Rosner, has a mission to harvest and harness the power of philanthropy through interactive experiences, providing a playful path to social impact. Jan was born in Germany to a creative father, but a loving and disciplinarian mother, and after a 15-year career in the German military leading operations in a helicopter squadron and as a drone pilot in Afghanistan, Jan transitioned to the creative industry to open a marketing firm called Sagency in Berlin in 2012. Serendipity led him to New York, where he met his current business partner and pivoted to social impact gaming, launching One Earth Rising. In part one of this two-parter, Jan discusses his childhood, his education, his early influences, and desiring a life of impact. We cover what set him on a path to the military, discussing his experiences of serving in Afghanistan before transitioning through education to political lobbying and finally taking the entrepreneurial way and opening his agency in Berlin. In part two, we dive deep into Jan's journey to social impact gaming, examples of his early successes with animal rights organisation PETA, the power of game-based storytelling to educate people on social issues, the philanthropic value of gaming to NGOs, and the benefits open to brands and the market potential. Jan discusses the business model, the evolution of the sector, the impact of AI on gaming. He also reflects on stoicism, managing fear, failure, exercise, curiosity, and serendipity. So I hope you're inspired by the integrity, playful passion, and social impact focus of Jan Rosner. Stay safe, be optimistic, and wash your hands. See you next time. If you like the show, please subscribe and ideally give us a 5-star rating and a review because it helps more people find us. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player to listen and subscribe. This show is an Impossible Network production and is produced by Bettina McKaylee and Elaine Castillo-Keller. But for now, be curious, be creative, and seek out serendipity. See you next time.